In order for those organisations to grow and to serve their members, then they must be able to offer all the financial services that other financial agencies like banks, building societies, etc. can offer. And one of the big ones is, of course, mortgage lending. And while we know credit unions are the most reputable organisation in Ireland, survey after survey, year after year, this is what we hear. People have real trust in their local credit union. Nonetheless, if they can't, if you offer the kind of services that their members want, then they can't grow and they can't thrive. And as I said, one of the most important ones is to be able to provide mortgage lending to their members. And the regulator is being overly restrictive on credit unions, and the numbers of mortgages that that they can give to their members and the total numbers of mortgages they can have, and that is literally hampering credit unions from trying to serve their community.
There would be significant benefits of this should the restrictions be lifted, Deputy, not only for the credit unions themselves, but for those looking to get a mortgage as well.
Yes, there would, because people are looking for mortgages. The number of mortgage providers have decreased. The number of mortgage lenders in Ireland has declined, and we need more competition in the market. And the Minister agrees with this, and he says he hopes that the regulator will take this into account, and he trusts that they will. But to me, that's not enough. He's the Minister. To be fair, we've had good ministers in recent times, Sean Fleming, Jennifer Carol McNeill. They have made progress with credit unions. Mind you, it was a long, long, long time in coming, but they have made some progress. But there's no point in having legislation on the books about credit unions and being able to lend money for mortgages if the regulator introduces restrictions that really means that the credit unions who want to offer mortgages are operating with one hand tied behind their back.